Dr. Lori Meshley is a naturopath doctor from Seattle who specializes in treating individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. I asked Dr. Meshley the following question. What would you most like to say with an individual who has been first diagnosed with Parkinson's this week? Dr. Meshley's answer was this. I'd want that individual to know that change has to be made for you to be able to get well. Habits have to be altered. And these changes are going to be large changes if you expect to be able to recover from the symptoms of Parkinson's. And incidentally, Dr. Meshley has consulted with many individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's with wonderful success. The focus of the meditation this week is on resistance. What is our resistance to doing the types of things that we need to do in order to be able to get well and to see a profound and sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's? For example, do you move every day? Do you exercise every day? Not every other day, not every week, but every day? Do you eat nutritious food, live food, that will help you feel more alive every day? Not every other day, not every week, not occasionally, but do you do that all the time? Do you nourish yourself with good friends and with family and with connections that make you feel totally yummy inside? Do you get help on a regular, systematic basis from healthcare practitioners who help you release toxins that are lodged in your bodies and release trauma? Where are your resistances to being able to do what is needed and necessary to get profound relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's? We all have resistance. I have personally been working on my resistance to bad habits that are not in my best and highest good. I don't mean to suggest that these habits are so bad that anybody would look at them and say, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. The habits I'm referring to are poor choices, choices that are not leading me in the direction that I want my life to be led into. And this means that I have unconscious resistance to doing what I know in my head, what I know mentally is required and necessary for me to manifest what I am here on this earth to manifest. Everyone has resistance. I think one of the first steps is to acknowledge the resistance that is present, to acknowledge the bad habits that we have, which are not in our best and highest good. And these habits, by the way, are something that we've likely done year in and year out, perhaps our whole life. There is a familiarity to them. There is, in a sense, such familiarity that we almost find it impossible to give these habits up. Let me explain the challenge in the following way. Think back when you were very, very young and had a friend, and you and this friend loved to do activities that were, you know then and you know now, were really not very smart. You can fill in the blank here, but the kind of activities I'm thinking about are smoking when you knew that you weren't supposed to be smoking, either cigarettes or pot or some other kind of dope. Drinking alcohol when you were underage. Perhaps there were some sexual types of activities or behaviors that you knew were not in your best and highest good. Perhaps there were visits to groups that had a dark energy to them and people that were doing things that were really not the smartest thing for you to be engaged in with them. Perhaps you were engaged in activities with friends or with other groups doing things that were against the law. Perhaps little things, but you knew that they were wrong as well. So it's kind of a long list, but if you would just think back, we've all got situations that we found ourselves in when we were young. We were doing something that we just knew in our hearts was not in our best and highest good. Here's the way it works, and I'm talking here about resistance. So you are with this friend of yours. You may not remember their name. You may not be able to see an image of what they looked like at that time, but you remember the force of who they were urging you to do something that you knew was not in your best and highest good. So you are walking along a path with your friend, whoever that might be, and perhaps there were more than one individuals who you were with. You're walking along, having a good time, enjoying yourself, having fun, and all of a sudden there's a fork in the road. The choice is to go to the right or to go to the left. The choice, if you go to the right, is to lead you down a path that is not in your best and highest good, a path of illness because you will be putting something in your body that is not nourishing to your body, a path that may even lead you into a jail sentence or problems with the law, a path that may lead you into encounters with dangerous situations, a path that you have gone down many, many times in your past young life. So it's a familiar path, and everybody just assumes that you're going to be going down this path with them again, because that's just what you do when you hang out. Now, there's another choice, and that choice is a path to the left. It goes down a very different road, a road that you have not traveled on yourself. You have always been enticed about taking that path. You've always thought about it. You've always known somewhere deep inside you that if you took that path, you would be in a much better place than you are today. You stand now at that fork, and you are with your friend who begs you to travel down the right fork of the path. The right fork taking you down to a road of business that you really should not be engaged in. Sit there then now, if you would please, with your friend who is literally pulling you physically to go down that path. And look over to the left path. Acknowledge in this moment you have another choice. The choice is to say to your friend, today, my friend, I choose to do something differently. Your friend says, no, no, this is what we do, pal. We're buddies because this is why it's so much fun. We do it together. And you say again to your friend from long ago, you say, but not today. I have a different choice to make for myself. I have places to go, people to see, things to do that are down this path to my left. This is the path that I elect to choose today. And your friend looks at you and they say, but that's not my path. I'm not going there. That's no fun. The consequence, of course, is that you must look at your friend and say, I honor that choice. Please proceed as you must. This is not the best choice for me. I choose a different path today. Perhaps tomorrow, but not today, my friend. And so it is that your friend literally smirks back and says, you're a loss, buddy. And they continue to truck on down the path that is so familiar. And of course, there is a thunk that you feel in your throat, wondering, have I just missed out on a terribly good time? what in the world am I doing? About to travel down a road I've never traveled down before. No one even knows I'm going here. Do I really want to do this? That, you see, captures the essence of resistance. That friend who is pulling you to take the familiar road. We all have that friend deep inside the nectar of our soul. The friend who calls us to engage the patterns and the habits of our life that are familiar. The friend who suggests it's not worth even thinking about whether or not it's a good idea because it's fun and it's familiar and it's just what, quote, we do. There is then a profound resistance to taking the path that in our hearts and in our souls we know is in our best and highest good. Where are your resistances then to taking the road that you know is in your best and highest good? The road that you know will enable you to be able to begin to feel a great deal better. Clearly, if you are a Parkinson's recovery member, you are making choices that are in your best and highest good. Here we are suggesting that you begin to examine choices that you have not yet acknowledged are not in your best and highest good. I now offer you several questions to consider by way of asking whether or not, perhaps, these particular resistances are evidenced in your answers. Question number one. Do you visit the Parkinson's Recovery website every day, at least during the week, Monday through Friday? My guess is probably not. Probably you enter into the website every so often on an occasional basis, perhaps on the weekends, but not every day. The purpose, the design, the intent of the member website was to give everyone an infusion of energy. An energy shot, if you would so think of it as. A boost of hope when you're down and out. And to do that each and every day. We take vitamins every day. We eat food every day to give us energy. Why not go into a place that resonates with a high frequency and get an infusion of high frequency so that we can go about the business of our day doing what it is that we really want to do, unimpaired by any symptoms that may have been problematic the day before? It's important, I believe, that we all find ways to get an infusion of energy, a way that we can be exposed to high-frequency thought forms in order to be able to maintain a steady course on the path to recovery. The member website is designed to do just that. In fact, the design is that you literally click into the member website and you see the main page, and that can actually be your infusion. You don't actually have to hang around very long. The point is you've gotten your shot. That may be all that you really need. It may be you can visit the Eat Well nutritional webpage and get a recipe that you could make that day. Now, that would certainly be a positive infusion of energy. Hopefully, you might consider visiting the exercise page and actually doing whatever exercise might be present there on the page. For we know doing activity that is present on the member website for a minute or two will make a huge difference to how you feel. Hopefully you will listen to the meditations every day, because you see, these meditations are designed also to give you shots of infusion, to give you a focus that will enable you to maintain a steady course on the road to recovery. Question 2. Do you meditate every day? Meditations allow there to be a purging and a releasing of the low-frequency negative thought forms that are not serving our best and highest good. Do it every day. First thing, even a short meditation of only 5 minutes, it will make a difference. A process that I use with meditations every day is to purge out all of the thoughts that I find are circulating around my mind, the thoughts that I know I had yesterday and the thoughts that I do not need to be having today. I throw them into a clear ball. I surround that clear ball with gold light, and I lift that clear ball up into the ethers. If you've been around a while, you've heard me do that for you, for it is a familiar meditation exercise for me each and every day. I release every day what it is that I no longer need to be caring with regard to thought forms. And in so doing, I increase my frequency significantly, and that increase is every day. Not every other day, not every other week, but every day. It's a habit. It's a good habit that makes a huge difference to what I am able to accomplish in the day. I have greater focus. I have greater commitment to doing what it is in my heart that I know I need to do. Question 3. Do you every day make it a point of connecting with friends, with loved ones that you know are those that are your most important supporters, the friends who in fact resonate with high frequencies, with enthusiasm, and with hope about their own life? Do you surround yourself with people who are making a difference to you? Do you wrap yourself, on question number 4, with books or DVDs or movies that are exactly what you need to be watching? Or do you find yourself wrapped around watching the news on television? News on television has an incredibly low frequency. You will get depressed and stay depressed if you insist on watching the news day in and day out. That comes with a guarantee. Why not change that habit and stop watching the news on television? Or better yet, stop watching television. What is it, then, that you do day in and day out that is not in your best and highest good? How are you spending your time that is dragging you down into the gutter of despair and hopelessness and helplessness? For you see, part of you is pulling you in the direction, let's do something differently today. And part of you is saying, nah, we always do it this way. So let's do it this way today again for the 1,250th day in a row, consecutively speaking. Perhaps there are certain routines with regard to supplements and medications that you take day in and day out, but you feel absolutely lousy. You feel crummy. Perhaps there's something different that needs to happen there. Who knows what it is exactly, but perhaps there needs to be the release of the resistance to doing it differently. The question then resides on the following. Where is the resistance to change in your life? It's there. I can guarantee you that. We all have resistance in one way or another to pursuing a path that is in our best and highest good. That we all have that friend who is pulling us in the direction of habit. The friend who wants us to go down the road that we know is the road we should not travel. So we go into denial and we go down the road anyway. Stand at the fork of where the choice is made. Be with your friend now who wants to drag you down the path that will sustain your symptoms and nurture your illness. Look at that person in the eyes, that person from long ago, and say to them, "This choice is not for me now. I choose a different path. I make a different choice today." And turn away from that person now, for they are disgusted with you, I can assure you. And they may be scurrying off now in disgust down that path as they feel as though you couldn't be their friend if you want to take another path. And now, look ahead at the path that you know you need to choose. And step now down that path. Begin to walk down that path. Yes, you are alone as you take that journey. And for now, there are no friends to support you, but there will be. They're waiting on down at a place where you can't quite see them. The people who are there to support you may be people you do not know yet and have not met yet. But I assure you, they are waiting for you to arrive. Walk now down that path, solidly, with confidence, with poise. And as you walk down that path, begin to see and hear and know there is another way. As you walk down that path, acknowledge there is one habit, if you so choose, you can shift today. Something different can be done today. A little something, not a big something, a little shift in a way that you typically do something. As you walk down this new path, make a commitment to shift that habit now, that old habit, into a new habit that is in your best and highest good, a way of being, a way of carrying yourself, a way of becoming all of who you are. May the commitment that you now make be not necessarily a large and ambitious commitment. No one can break all of the habits that are not in our best and highest good quickly. It has to be done tenderly and slowly, little by little, gradually, over a long period of time. May you make a commitment to break just one small habit that you would like to change today and to shift enabling you to have more energy, enabling some of what may be a troubling symptom to dissolve. Walking down that new path with confidence. Make a choice now to make a small change, to shed an old habit that's not in your best and highest good, and embrace a new habit that is. As you embrace that new habit, and as you continue to walk down this path, what's waiting for you? What's there for you? Who is there for you to support all of who you are? Be welcomed by all that supports your new decision to break an old bad habit and to adopt a new good habit. Honor your choice to acknowledge the resistance that resides deep inside. Honor your ability to look that familiar friend in the eye and say, "Not today, my friend, not today." Notice, if you will, all of the resistance that resides deep inside for many of the habits that are familiar to us. Some of them we should not and will never give up, for they are in our best and highest good, but some of them are not. Acknowledge those habits that are not in your best and highest good. Simply acknowledge them. That is 90% of what is required to be able to shift in to a new way of being, a new way of becoming that takes you into the place that you want to be in your life today, that gives you the body that you need to accomplish your heart's desire. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a delightful week. Good day.